This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The End of Logic.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The evil, corrupt left are exposed. They're falling apart. Hollywood's dying. It's all dying. So they're just trying to take us with them. The truth is, whether you're black, white, old, or young, most of us love God and love justice and want to come together. They're trying to make us all crazy and get each other's throats. We've got to have optimism. We've got to love America, love freedom. We've got to ask God for guidance. And we're going to make it through this. You know, staring into the abyss, I have to make sure I don't become the abyss. But seriously, it's a real honor and a real pleasure to stand up against these people. And I do the best job I can for being a flawed human. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. But as I stare into the New World Order and who they are, I'll do anything, including die if I need to not serve them. That's not even an issue. It's not even, I feel sorry for myself. I don't have a death wish either. I'll never commit suicide, but I'm just not worried about it. They can put a gun to my head or you name it, and I will not get on my knees. And it's that attitude we have to have, because you're not getting on your knees to something good, folks. You're getting on your knees to the most evil stuff in the universe. Let's go to Jason, whose point from New Mexico is the end of logic, total breakdown. This is the plan. Tell us what you think is going to happen.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jones, and may God continue to strengthen you and all of us in this fight. Basically, like you say, we don't have to wait for orders from headquarters. The Declaration of Independence is our holy grail, and these governments have become super tyrannical, and now it is our duty to abolish them and throw them off. And with these mass edicts, the government cannot force us to harm ourselves, neither can private businesses, but the Constitution has not been suspended yet, and so if we don't use it, then we'll lose it, and that's their logic. So it's the end of logic by the total destruction of reality, creating mass hysteria for the goal of agitation and aggravation. And I just wonder how long will we allow this, because just as you stated, the truth will reign supreme. Unfortunately, the lies and hypocrisies, you know, are the ones that's amplified while knowledge and truth are suppressed. So it surprises me that people are enslaved by the lie, which leads me to mention it's Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us, and only the Creator gives freedom and life, while the enemy comes, like you say, with bondage, death, and destruction. So how longer are we going to take this? Because, like I say, the Constitution has not been suspended.
Well, brother, you just said it better than I've been trying to say in 3 hours, and I'm just so frustrated. How are you staying so calm, which is a good thing? I can tell you're in the place of the Most High. How are you doing that? Just praying? Because to me, I'm just enraged right now, and I'm trying to control myself.
Well, it is a battle, and the reality of it is the enemy hates the truth. That's why they suppress it. And basically, you are a voice for many of us for what we feel inside. So the calming nature is that collective spirit of the Holy Spirit. The Antichrist is loose, man. And the moment that we realize this and come to the realization that this is not a fleshly battle, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. If we keep on looking at these people like, how are we going to do it, or Trump needs to do that? Trump, no. We need to all, what you're doing on Sunday at noon, everybody needs to do something at noon on Sundays to get in touch with God. That is the secret weapon, prayer. Not only
that, and notice we're going to have a prayer meeting. We know that. We need to bring God into this and ask God to deliver us at these events.
That's the only way that we can do it. I mean, it is that strong. See, people forget that the devil has power, too. We hate to acknowledge that, but we don't believe in a God to even acknowledge a devil. So the devil is our enemy. So if we think it's Hillary, if we think it's Bill Gates, then we're already lost. We've already lost the war, because the only one that can defeat this through you, through the workers at InfoWars, through Schroyer, through the just average listeners who stand up and say, you know, that mask is harmful for you. Well, Jesus saves. God bless you. Have a good day. And we move on. We can't waste time on these fools. The fool is the one who says in their heart there is no God. Why do we want to fight fools?
Well, I've been really upset today. You make me feel good, and you're absolutely right. Jason, I've been saying this for 2 years. We haven't done it yet, but a few times. But I want to start a show with the really super informed callers. Please give us your name and number if you want to. I'd love to get you back on. In fact, let's just try to get him on as a guest for 30 minutes tomorrow. Jason, it was like a big glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert, man. Because I just, we just got to give it to God. The weight of this enemy is incredible. I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, giving them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable food needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Here's what I'm trying to say, folks. This is it.
Oh, it's tell how I find your fell.
Oh, let's listen a little bit of this.
Living in a cheap hotel.
The desert's quiet.
The desert's quiet.
Cleveland's cold.
So the story ends, we're told. I don't need your prayers, it's true. Save a few.
Lefty too, because he only did what he had to do.
He only did what he had.
I just have to keep remembering what that last caller, he'll be on with us as a guest tomorrow for 30 minutes, said. You got to trust in God and then take action. You just got to know that God's the power and not let yourself feel like you're up against Satan yourself. Because when you do that, Satan bleeds off, almost like Nietzsche said, staring to the abyss, you become the abyss. And that's why it freaks the Satanists and the globalists out when they see me get on air sometimes. Really, not demonic, because I'm not demonic at heart, but it's like a sheen, a shining. It's like picking it up when you try to physically yourself beat it. It's very spiritual. It's very hard to describe. You just have to say, no, God's the armor. God's going to do it. I'm going to put the facts out and trust in God. But as a man, I just constantly feel like I'm a piece of garbage, that we are allowing this evil trash to do this. But when you look at how weak their slaves are, feel sorry for them. They're slaves. Because that's Satan, an ancient evil entity in control of this, and you cannot beat it without God. You cannot beat it. You have to give it to God. And thank God that caller called in, because I needed that, because I'm not being a jerk to the crew, but I'm just really angry behind the scenes, and I'm just frantic because, again, we all knew they were evil, man, but man, now it's all confirmed. They're pedophile devil worshipers. I mean, what? And then I go out and try to have dinner somewhere, and the left comes up and screams at me, or we can't even go out and have dinner now, or they're going to lock it all down again, and the Texas governor is bowing down to the lie. It's going to get a lot worse, and God's going to have to intercede. And it might be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now. I don't know. But I know this. If we don't fight this, God is going to say, I don't know you. And it's very simple. Because if you're not fighting evil, not because you're some virtue signaler, some goody two-shoe, because Ezekiel said, my bones are on fire. I can't. They're like, we're going to kill you. He goes, I can't get basically more on fire. And that's exactly what you need to feel. When they threaten you or attack you or try to suppress you, you should be on fire. Not scared. But you got to ask God to focus and control that power, because you can't control it and I can't control it. So I'm going to try to settle down and go to your phone calls. But look, since I mentioned it, let's just play this lady. Video: woman blasts county lawmakers, says obeying devil's law with face mask order keep every single one of you going to get punished by God. And here's what CNN played a clip of it. We're super scared of a bunch of people in this Florida, Palm Beach area, where they're saying 1 year, no mask. You can't leave your house without a mask. Here's a compilation of what CNN showed, and here's what really happened. Here's the CNN compilation.
At a commissioner's meeting in Florida's Palm Beach County, anger erupted after a unanimous vote to make masks mandatory. This turned downright ugly. Here was the scene.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And we the people, are waking up, and we know what citizens' arrest is. Because citizens' arrests are already happening, okay? And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity.
The problem with humanity today is ignorance, arrogance, and apathy. Keep taking the road of least resistance. Keep listening to the TV brainwashing you from birth.
And they want to throw God's wonderful breathing system out the door. You're all turning your backs on it. Doctor, I really have many question marks about your degrees and what you really know. I'm sorry, ma'am, but I don't think that you are worthy of your credentials. And I would ask suggestively that you go back to school and get educated.
And then CNN goes, look at these evil people. They don't know what science is. All of Fauci's science is UM. It's all lies. 25 times, 22 times less death. Fake numbers, fake tests, killing old people. I mean, again, they have to keep the scam going because they've triggered it. They're never going to stop. Contact tracers run by the Clintons. Apps on your phone, whether you like it or not. And then they say that's made up because there's a resistance. We're like, we don't want you to put apps without asking us. Well, we did it for your own good. Actually, it's a conspiracy theory. We didn't do it. And then anybody can go look on their phone, and it's in the operating system. And they just try to wear you out with the lies. Wear you out. 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 But you got to go watch the full CNN clips on InfoWars because they're so scared when they come back. They're shaking because you know those crooks all know what they've done. All right, here's more of the lady in Palm Beach. We got her name and all that stuff's here in the article. But just here's part of what she really said.
Literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And we the people, are waking up, and we know what citizens' arrest is because citizens' arrests are already happening, okay? And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God. You cannot escape God. You cannot escape God. I'm going to say that again. You cannot escape God, not even with the mask or 6 feet. Okay? 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when the cameras, the 5G comes out, what? They're gonna scan everybody. We gotta get scanned. We gotta get temperatures. The kids have to go to school with masks. Are you insane? Are you crazy? I think all of you should be in a psych ward right the heck now. Because none of you know what the hell you are all talking about. This is insane. And then you want to open this meeting with a prayer to God. Are you praying to the devil? Because God is not listening to that prayer. Because all of you are practicing the devil's laws. What happened to Bill Gates? Why is he not in jail? Why is Hillary Clinton not in jail? Why are all of these pedophiles that are demanding you all to listen to their rules, why are they not in jail? Oh, is it because you're part of them? Are you part of the deep state?
Your time has expired.
The deep state is going down. And if any of you are in the deep state, you're going down with it.
Well, I like my wife. I love my wife. We're not getting a divorce. But if we do, I don't know who my next wife is if she's not married. Now, why is it all these women having to go do it? Well, it says in the end times, women will have to do what the men won't do. The men are literally sitting on their hands because that's how you get ahead. Oh, who cares about politics or my life? I'll go play golf or I'll go play, you know, tennis. Nothing wrong with golf or tennis if the country wasn't burning down. But I know so many men who literally, oh, Alex Jones gets involved. People getting involved built this country and built everything good. And we sit here and we watch these slugs sit on top of it. It makes me sick. But we got Reverend Childers coming up. I know we got a load of phones. I'll get to the calls, too, and I love you. Justin and Cindy and Justin and Dave and Scott and Michael and Mankind and Nathan and Derek and Jason Jones is coming up. But I'll get to you. But Reverend Childers is coming up with the real genocide, folks, against all of humanity. He has a great organization exposing black genocide, and he also has made films and really exposed this to Congress. and just this giant hoax of millions of babies being aborted each year, and then they make it about 14 black men wrongfully killed by police, which is an issue, but it's not real revolution. So that's coming up. And separately, it is the establishment that runs the New World Order, that runs the slave camps in China, that is doing all this evil. It's depopulating, it's starving people to death right now under this lockdown, because a collapse here means total death in the third world. And you've got all the billionaires and all the power and all the systems doing this, and they say they're the establishment, and overthrowing the police is how you fight the system. They're not overthrowing the police. They're replacing them with the United Nations. And they're coming with forced inoculations and tracking and control. And there's a revival happening right now, not in most of the churches that are sold out, but in people's hearts. And folks know what's really going on. You have famous photos from California of fires, half mile away. By the way, some of those guys never got out. Some of those guys burned to death on the highway. It came out later. But they got that last round of golf in, damn it. Oh, I got to worry about my family. I can't get involved. While your whole family's being sucked down into hell. Reverend Childress is our guest straight ahead.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Leonard Childress is our guest. Yeah, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. He's a lifelong resident of Montclair, New Jersey, and he is a pastor, author, and filmmaker, and I'm not going to go over all of his background, but he's been exposing what's really going on and the distraction, things like Black Lives Matter before they even existed. BlackGenocide.org exposes what's really going on to not just black babies, but babies in general, but how this particular targeting by Bill and Melinda Gates and others, and that's why they fund Black Lives Matter as a distraction for what's really going on. So without me asking questions, I'm sure he's got a lot to say, his perspective, his view on what's currently happening with the pincer attack of COVID to shut things down, and then the race rioting, and then America's racist, we've got to get rid of it, the UN's the answer. I mean, I see at every level, this is the big globalist move, this next 130 days. What do you think, Reverend Childress, and thanks for joining us.
Well, no doubt. I said back in January, I wasn't as intuitive as you are, but I said there has to be something extraordinary, something of a global, something that would really impact the election in November. Because back in January, they realized that indeed there was no way they were going to beat Donald Trump in November. There's no way. And so in the nation.
So we ought to go find that. You said that. You said something big's coming. They can't beat him. They're going to pull something big.
Right. And why, it went beyond my expectations, to be quite honest with you. But this is it. The COVID. I think they got a little bit ahead of time. They were going to do something else when it came to George Floyd. That was more or less a gift. But so they ran with that. I think it was premature.
Exactly.
Though.
They were going to pull something in August on the race stuff, but they went early because Floyd was powerful footage.
Very good. Very good. Well, you got that one right straight on, and there's no doubt about it. I think that will prove to be a mistake, though, because now around October, people are going to start to reflect and look back. And the people who honestly, for a sincere cause, went out to protest are going to realize that they were used. And the African-American community was used. I've never seen so many white males burning down low-income housing in my life without anyone saying anything. They hid a lot of that footage. It's a lot of it is on YouTube. Because
by the way, that's confirmed that mainly white academics dressed up in black outfits came in, and they're now reporting the vast majority of BLM is white professors.
That's not a shock, because the footage that I was seeing on Facebook just by regular people walking by and looking, some of them pleading with them not to do it, but they're being paid $300 a day. A friend of mine was on a plane and sat in front of them, and, you know, they always have a couple of cans missing out of the six-pack, and they're openly talking about how much they were paid. And whether or not how long they could stay. And they got a bonus if they were arrested, by the way. People need to know that. That's why when the Minnesota police chief came out and said everybody in the jail was from out of town, well, that's not surprising, because everybody in there receives a bonus besides the $300 a day to get arrested and trying to overwhelm the system. So we're at a point right now, I'm hoping, as it stated, you know, this chaos can bring some good, meaning the height of really what Black Matters is really about, which is unquestionably, hopefully, will really come to the table. I believe anyone who's Christian can endorse it. There's no doubt about it. And I'd like to say publicly that Black Life Matters, even on their website, basically says they're against the Western nuclear family idea, or how they feel that that is a Western ideology and not anything that would be conducive to the world. Well, First of all, it's not a Western ideology. It came from Africa, all right? And you can look at it in Genesis, all right? That's where Adam and Eve were, and he said, be fruitful and multiply. And so the idea came from Africa of family. All right, Black Lives Matter, and you know, you're a disgrace even to say anything other than that. And also, the fact of the matter is that undoubtedly these are trained Marxists who are unquestionably out for one thing, and that is to overthrow, disrupt, destroy the country enough presently that there would be a new regime, and they would deeply influence the DNC. And that's all the part of the deal here. And so, and there's more to it. You know, some of it is kind of too hard to prove as far as mine, but maybe you could. But we know China has to be connected in this. The ideology and the approach seems very much as what's already going on in China.
Oh, they admit Antifa follows Maoist systems, and they get a lot of funding out of the Confucius organizations at all the universities. So, I mean, you're absolutely on target.
Well, there you go. This is getting scary, Alex. This is really getting scary. So anyway, they undoubtedly have done everything. And I want to say, especially to the African-American listeners out there, Black Lives Matter has done everything contrary to the last profound prophet in this nation that brought about true social change, Dr. Martin Luther King. One, he advocated love. All right. Two, he was nonviolent and spoke continually against nonviolence, certainly looting and rioting and breaking of glass and charging at police is something that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King would never espouse. But yet you say you're for social justice, and yet you say you're in the spirit of the civil rights movement. That makes me throw up to hear anyone even buy that. And to see young Black people getting involved in this and being sucked into this, you must first basically break any allegiance to the civil rights movement and the words of Dr. Martin Luther King. And unquestionably, Dr. King said this: far too often the way to deal with social injustice has been violent. And here's what he said. He exactly said, the problem with violence is that it only leads to futility. And he said the problem with violence, he says, it never solves any social injustice. It just creates new problems. So, and Dr. King didn't tear down a statue. As a matter of fact, he gave his most profound speech at the Lincoln Memorial. You got to give me a break here. And you pastors out there and you seniors out there, especially anyone who's had a taste of the civil rights movement, you should raise your voices and clearly say, this is not the way. This is a farce. This is a sham. These are paid anarchists basically moving in a time to try to disrupt this nation, stop this president, and destroy any good that
he is.
And by
the way, the founder of BET, the head of BET, has said that it's true, and so has Muhammad Ali's son, and the media has actually attacked them for saying that when it's completely true.
Because they feel that they control all the narratives. Thank God for your program. Thank God for other programs that come up against these absurd narratives. I mean, totally absurd. And they basically come, you know, it is scripture. You know, the Bible says that in the latter days, men would be fall away from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And I look at that word doctrine, and it says any ideology or teaching of religion, but also political. African Americans, especially our young people, are basically being seduced into this energy.
Stay there. We're back in just a few minutes to get into the seduction. Now we stop it. Please stay with us. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, a couple of us, we all Hispanics. Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So, last year, I went out to California, got invited on a big podcast, the rapper T.I., and I was on there like 4 or 5 hours. They edited it down to like an hour, and you look stupid. And I kept, he kept saying, man, you know, there's this footage of these white kids beating up a black guy. And it's, I go, yeah, there's some white guys that do bad stuff. But I said, you know, statistically, a lot more black people die at the hands of black people, and they also die by abortion. He's like, well, I don't want to talk about that. Oh, what's your numbers on that? He literally, spiritually, because he'd take breaks, and I'd say, listen, man, I can show you the numbers. He goes, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into that. He just, we're talking about millions of dead black people. So if he really cares about black people or anybody else, he couldn't hear me. And I've noticed that with black liberals, but liberals in general, is that they have this moral authority that you're bad because you're white. It's totally made up, you know, just idiocy, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said, which is common sense. But then they cannot hear you. And it's like the Bible says, they've been given over to spiritual blindness, great delusion. Is that what you were starting to get to, Reverend Childers, as we went to break?
Sadly enough, and that's very sad, because that's a very talented young man you were sitting with, very talented. Unfortunately, he's under this seduction spell, demonic influence, because you can't even look at the sociological data to show the impact that abortion is making on not only the African-American community, but the country, but what it's doing to African-American women. And then you're telling me you're espousing Black Lives Matter? When you start talking about the psychological issues Black women have from abortion, the miscarriages that have basically been exponential now since African-American women are using abortion as a contraceptive, the breast cancer rate that has once again been so exponentially large that...
When you terminate pregnancy, tell people the studies show you get cervical and breast cancer.
And guess what? The breast cancer African-American women get is more aggressive than any other ethnicity, and it's due to some type of estrogen that is released more so in their bodies than other bodies, but they get it worse. So if this is about Black
Nobody's
lives,
telling them it's a curse. It's dangerous to get an abortion.
It's absolutely. It's, first of all, we know it's immoral, but it's physiologically detrimental, and that should be discussed. If you want to take the spiritual part out of it, the God part out of it, it's still horrific. It's still something that needs to be discussed.
Well, I interrupt you because I don't want to attack T.I. I could tell he was blinded. On the main podcast, he literally admitted, "Well, what's wrong with the devil? I've actually met spirits and talked to the devil, and it helped me out." He's obviously, literally, maybe he needs an intervention because, I mean, he was under spiritual bondage. And let's go back to that. There is a spirit. How do people that don't understand it get out of it? Because he admitted to me there's a spiritual world. He believes the elite are actually conjuring demons, but he says he gets good stuff from them.
Well, let's first, 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, I found it during the break. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, these are the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, meaning once having faith in God, faith in the Bible, faith in the church, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And that scared me when I really got a grip on that. That's something Satan has specifically contoured, made up to the region, the country that you're in, some type of ideology and teaching specifically made to draw you out. And because this nation has always battled with race, what do you think he would come up with? But with Black Lives Matters. And what is he after? He's after Genesis. He wants to change the definition of the family. He wants to think the husband.
He wants to take control of the entire life process. And that's so deep what you just said. The leftist CIA admits they study every culture and every group for every country to create a weapon system to psychologically control everyone.
Absolutely, but it's a devil is making it up, so it's going to be good. It's going to be effective. He's had a lot of history with African Americans. Okay, so this is what is happening. It's shocking to see that they won't even deal with the abortion issue. It's shocking to see what you just brought up. Where is the march to Chicago? You had 114 people shot and 14 killed last weekend. Can we address that? Can we bring that to the table? Let's get what is going on down in Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and talk about it.
And I don't mean to go off into TI. I brought that up to him, and he just wouldn't even address it.
Well, giving lies, and it's hypocrisy for them to talk about anything else. How can, if I'm endorsing abortion, the leading killer of African Americans, if I'm collaborating with Planned Parenthood, that is an obvious hypocrisy, but people can't see it. And really, if I had any hair, I'd still be looking like this, because people are just literally, it's hard to see someone so lost, so deeply shielded by satanic blindfolds that they cannot see how hypocritical it is for them to endorse. And then to have Planned Parenthood founded by the most devout racist of her times, a tutor to Adolf Hitler, Third Reich, provable. We have the data.
On record.
Like you said, they don't want to see it. So we're living in tough times. The president needs the prayers of every saint.
Let's talk about that. President Trump, you can see the weights on him. Why do they hate him so much?
Well, they hate the Judeo-Christian ethic, which he is trying to instill. And black people need to recognize this. They make it something personal about Trump. You know, Trump is Trump. I have no problem. Be yourself. But what's your agenda? What do you do?
You judge a tree by its fruits. I mean, the Bible's full of God raising up people that weren't saints. In fact, normally God does it. Why does God in the Bible, Rabbi, because you're a smart guy, why does God tend to raise people up historically who actually weren't that pure?
Because they weren't
like super goody two shoes to begin with.
Absolutely, Jehu. He was a whoremonger, but he was a tough guy. Jephthah. He was born out of wedlock. He was a judge. Why? Because that's most of us. That's most of us. That's the masses. You know, we can always know that God is relatable. David committed murder. Committed adultery, was complicit in the murder of Amasa and Abner, two men of his own army, but he was complicit with it because he still felt guilty about what he had done to Bathsheba's wife, Uriah. My point is, these people unquestionably represent God's love for us, and God picks everybody with issues. I don't care the facade they put forth is one thing, but when God peels back the covers off of some, just so he can see that he's loved them knowing they had issues. God picked David knowing he was going to murder, knowing that he was going to be complicit in murder, knowing that he was going to have issues and seasons of trusting God. So right now, and that's a good point, I'm glad you brought that up, because African-Americans think they're getting to the promised land that Dr. King saw. He said on April 3rd, he says, I've been to the mountaintop. One day we do get to the promised land. Okay. Well, all right. He said, I would not get there with you. Now, Black Lives Matter is trying to take us into the promise and not recognizing the God of Dr. King. That would be like Joshua going to the promised land, rejecting the God of Moses. It's not going to happen, African-Americans. It's not going to happen, America. It has to be.
Only God can carry humanity into the future and fix this.
Right now, absolutely. And the sons of former slaves will sit down at the table of the sons of former slave owners. When you see the DNC demonizing anyone trying to sit at the table with Trump, when you see the DNC trying to cause division and strife with African Americans and this sitting president who is the most pro-life president we've ever had, who has done more for African Americans than any president since I've been living. So when you see that, that tells me that satanic powers trying to block the vision that Dr. King saw of a fellowship. No, none of us is perfect, as you pointed out. There's a lot of Davids. There's a lot of
Jim. They're trying to point out any little problem so we can't repent and come together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, we're going to. I know it looks bad. That is going to happen. And if it has to be through this tumultuous time, it's not what you would choose or I would choose. That's going to happen. I believe right now they have done so much. It's going to be a time of reflection. And African-Americans are basically seeing. You got to understand, Trump really hasn't laid out his record for African Americans, which he really will do as we get towards November. That's why I felt this rioting and stuff, it was too early. It's going to calm down, I believe, going into November.
I hope you're right. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Then phone calls. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Favorite guest. We've got to get him on more often and for a full hour. I'll take a few calls that are tailored to this topic here in a moment with him. But during the break, I was walking down the hall and I ran into one of the engineers here and he said, you know what's coming next? Because this is all going to start coming harder and faster, like the Bible says, as Christians. And you actually see major leftist groups are saying pull down statues of Jesus. And they're pulling down statues of Martin Luther King at universities because he didn't talk about trans or whatever. It didn't even exist then. This is all part of the takeover. But if you look at it, that's like a war works that way. The military builds up, then it invades. And suddenly you're in a war. Well, the dam's broke. It's now going to come hard and fast. That's what I see happening. Reverend Childers, what do you see happening? And what do you think people can do to get close to God and, you know, really ask God to lead, guide, and direct them?
Well, first of all, we've got to step back and objectively look at the facts, but objectively look at them with the Lord. I know that sounds seemingly something that's not attainable in the masses, but we have enough right now going on.
We're not bragging. Your discernment's incredible. I know what's going to happen next. I study it, and then we've got an understanding because of discernment that others don't. It's true. God gives us that.
Absolutely, and that's what they don't have a choice now. You know, the scripture says these things God once winked at, But now he demands all man to repent. You need God right now to get through this with any degree of accuracy and any degree of fruitfulness.
Exactly. God used to hint, but when things get really bad, it's like, you better decide.
Yeah, and right now, undoubtedly, it's up for every preacher to recognize that we have compromised. It's the church, basically, that has compromised, that has brought about this climate. But it's the church, undoubtedly, they can put an end to it very quickly if we just really represent. And I'm not talking about every church. I'm talking about the remnant that God always leaves enough to make the difference. There's, oh, you know, he said, I will not be without a witness. Now, if the witness chooses to be a witness, we can get this going. I really believe that is happening. COVID and then this crisis has woken some people up to say, I have not done enough. The scripture says, if my people, not my president, not my Congress, not my Senate, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, he would hear from heaven and he would forgive the land and he would heal the land. And see, this Black Lives Matter activist talking about pulling down white Jesus's, people should understand that's a Marxist ideology, pull down every point of reference of your history and basically try to get the people to believe that their history is not worth keeping and that they present the future, their ideology. Listen, religion is the opiate of the people if you're a communist, a Marxist, but they know.
They want to be God. They want you to give up who you are because they want to enslave you.
In order for this to work, the church has to be silent, plain and simple, because the people of faith are will always be the means to bring about a civil society, a country that will, I believe, as Dr. King saw, that we live out our creed. And when this country lives out its creed, it will have defeated these forces enough so we have the America.
And by the way, have you noticed how mainline CNN, MSNBC, ABC is putting out debunked fake stuff about Martin Luther King and all this stuff? Whether it was true or not, the point is, most of it's lies. They're putting out like KKK propaganda against Martin Luther King because they want to get rid of that idea of unity and goodness and bring in this new evil.
They're ahead of us, Alex. It's really the children of this world are wiser than the children in light. That should send shockwaves through the church and through every church, white, black, Hispanic, whatever, because that means also that's where the answer is. And let's not forget that. The words of Dr. Martin Luther King, he was not having revival. He was out for social justice. The most famous social justice prophet we've ever had.
And he said the exact opposite of what Antifa and BLM is saying.
There you go. And that's what they are afraid of. That's why, every now and then I talk to Albina King. I have a good friend coming on with me, Stephen Broden, and some of the rest of us, Johnny Hunter. We have to get this generation to connect the dots so they can be exposed for the hypocrites and the self-serving prophets that they really are. I believe that's going to happen. I really do. I believe it's going to happen, and we're going to be able to recognize we got away from the foundation that we were launched upon. Civil rights was launched in this nation. Yeah, I know it goes back to slavery and everything, but for this modern day, our last point of reference is the Dr. King, the movement, and he believed in prayer meeting on Monday night. He wasn't a perfect man. We know he was a David. There's no doubt about that. He was a David, but it's whom God chooses. And I always tell people, gigolos do not lay down their lives freely. He had his issues, but he chose to lay down his life. He knew he was going to be killed. He knew they were going to kill him. And he could have taken some cushy job in some college and taken their dollars and wrote books and been out of the mess. But he went down there to
saw it through
with the garbage workers, and he knew they were going to kill him. He knew it. But just as Jesus, you know, he laid down his life and he was sorrowful for all his sins. You know, he had a sermon before he died. He's called Unfulfilled Dreams. If you listen and listen in between the lines, he's confessing how, you know, he felt he didn't measure up to what God had asked him to do as a man, as for what he should have been, the way he should have carried.
I absolutely hear you. I got some of the same issues. Now, In closing, we'll take a few calls. We have time, but just briefly, how do people find your work, your films, the books, some of the interviews you do? What's the best place for people to find that? Is it the Black Genocide website?
Yeah, blackgenocide.org. I try to lend myself out to many as that would understand my methodology of exposing abortion for what it is.
Sure. We love black people all day, and it's a total fraud to cover for the Democrats really are the people that created the actual Nazis.
And you can Google my name. I'm on, I've done some articles that Black News has received. It's such a hassle getting them.
Well, you're a great guy, but you're so humble. We need you to do more speaking engagements. Well, I know you've shown Congress films and a lot of work behind the scenes, but you need to get out there more on big stages.
Well, I think I'm going to have to. You know, I think that's what the Lord is leading. I'm willing to. But, you know, it's undoubtedly I hope it's anything that I have been negligent on. I do a lot of
running. No, you're doing a great job. I know how it is. I know you got a family like I do. You're busy taking care of people and doing. I get it, man. I'm just saying you're a great leader. You're a well-spoken person. You're very informed on the history. You know more than I do on many of the subjects. And that's the scary thing. I'm not like impressed that I know a lot of info or that you do. I'm scared that more people don't know this.
Alex, people say I'm cutting edge. I say I listen to Alex Jones.
Well, I listen to you, my friend. I listen to you. You know, we're out of time for the calls. I'll come back and take a few. You've got to go. But blackgenocide.org, in the 2 minutes we have left, any other points you'd like to put out there?
Yes, I think tell people do not be so consumed by what they see. That faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. We are going to win and overcome this. And I honestly believe, I'll go on record, Trump has a landslide in November.
I think you're right, other than election fraud. He doesn't have control of the government and the fraud level. I agree he's going to have a landslide, but they're positioning with fake polls again. And I believe in miracles. Reverend Childress's Skype just froze. I was about to say bye to him. I was also going to ask him. Reverend Childress, you're back. We've got about a minute and a half. Go ahead and finish your point.
Listen, the pollsters know from the.
This is such an important point on the Skype. Yeah, they put out fake polls to say Trump's going to lose, to break the perception he's going to lose, so you don't go vote and you give up. That's a hoax. And it's Skype again is breaking up. Skype's an amazing technology, but it has so many problems, especially since Facebook took it over. And they got Facebook's Microsoft, too. Microsoft. Yeah, Facebook's secretly in league with Microsoft, so I kind of have a Freudian slip there. But thank Reverend Childress, his Skype completely cut out. And let's get him back on the next few weeks. It's time enough to get him on once a year. We should have Reverend Childress on, especially in crazy times like this, every 2 weeks. And we're getting Pastor Manning. Oh, we got 1 minute left. You're back. Finish your point about polls, sir.
Okay. Rasmussen poll, 40% of African Americans, likely voters, say that Donald Trump is doing it.
Now my interest is really piqued. Tell you what, have him back next week. Have him back next week or have him over the telephone, we got to. No Skype problems, we're right there at the end. All right, thank you, Reverend Childress. All right, we're going to come back 2 segments, take your phone calls. Jason Jones is coming up, and I'm pushing him back. He's a great guy. I got a big guest, so I can get to all of you that are patiently holding. All right, we're going to get to everybody. Reverend Childress, blackgenocide.org. Thank you so much, sir. I tell you what, we could try one more time to come back in 2 minutes and make this point about polls. I want to hear what he has to say, but once Skype starts crapping out on you, you never know. We'll see. We'll be right back with hour number 4, your calls and more. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.